Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Middlemarket M and A by Kenneth H. Marx and Co-authors is a practical finance and advisory handbook focused on mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, and related strategic transactions in the middle market. The book targets privately held companies, often described in terms of annual revenue bands that sit between small business and large public company dealmaking. And it highlights how this part of the economy has its own rules, constraints, and opportunities. Positioned as an applied guide rather than a purely academic text, it walks readers through the full life cycle of a transaction, from preparation and positioning through valuation, deal structuring, diligence, closing, and post-close integration. It also reflects common standards and best practices used by professional advisors, including those associated with the Certified Merger and Acquisition Advisor body of knowledge. Throughout, the emphasis is on decision quality frameworks and execution details that matter to owners, investors, lenders, and intermediaries operating in private capital markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the middle market landscape and the role of private capital. A central theme is that middle market transactions sit in a distinct ecosystem shaped by private ownership, limited public disclosure, and relationship-driven sourcing. The book frames deal activity within the broader middle market landscape and explains why capital access, governance, and information quality differ from large cap M&A. A key dimension of this environment is the presence of private equity and other private capital providers, which influence pricing dynamics, process expectations, and the pace of transactions. For business owners, this context matters because the likely buyer universe, financing structures, and diligence intensity often depend on which capital sources are most active and what they require. For advisors and investors, understanding the landscape helps in setting realistic timelines, anticipating competitive tension, and selecting a process that matches the company profile. The book also connects market conditions to practical planning decisions, such as when to pursue a sale, recapitalization, acquisition, or divestiture, and how to think about readiness in a market where buyers and lenders evaluate risk with fewer standardized disclosures than in public markets. Secondly, running the transaction process from preparation to closing, the handbook treats process management as a core competency in middle market deals. Because execution discipline often determines outcomes as much as strategy does, it outlines how sell-side and buy-side processes typically unfold, including preparation steps that improve clarity and reduce surprises later in diligence. From an owner and advisor perspective, this includes organizing company information, aligning stakeholders, and establishing a credible narrative about performance and growth prospects. The book also emphasizes structuring the process to create momentum while protecting confidentiality. Since middle market companies may be more exposed to employee, customer, or supplier disruption if a transaction becomes public too early. For buyers, the process focus extends to screening, prioritizing targets, building an acquisition thesis, and managing internal decision gates. Across both sides, effective process design helps control risk, coordinate professional teams, and maintain leverage in negotiations. In practical terms, the book positions the deal process as a sequence of decisions about timing, communication, information flow, and accountability, all aimed at reaching closing with fewer last-minute issues and better alignment between price, terms, and deliverables. Thirdly, valuation fundamentals and how value is actually negotiated. Valuation in the middle market is presented as both an analytical exercise and a negotiation shaped by deal structure, risk allocation, and buyer motivations. The book addresses core valuation thinking that practitioners use, including the importance of cash flow and earnings metrics such as EBITDA, and it links valuation outcomes to the quality and credibility of financial reporting. It also highlights why privately held companies can be harder to benchmark than public firms, making normalization, sustainability of earnings, and defensible adjustments especially important. Beyond arriving at a number, the book stresses that headline price alone can be misleading net proceeds. Uncertainty of closing often depend on working capital mechanisms, escrow and holdbacks, earnouts, and other terms that shift value between the parties. For owners, this perspective helps differentiate between attractive offers and offers that introduce hidden concessions. For advisors and investors, it provides a framework for explaining value drivers, supporting pricing positions during negotiations, and anticipating how diligence findings can affect valuation. Overall, the book treats valuation as intertwined with process and structure, requiring both technical rigor and practical judgment. Fourthly, deal structuring, risk allocation, and key terms that change outcomes. The handbook emphasizes that structure is where many middle market transactions are won or lost, because it determines how risk is allocated and how much value is truly realized. It discusses the practical implications of common middle market terms and mechanisms, including representations and warranties, indemnities, escrow arrangements, and conditions to close. It also addresses the role of letters of intent in setting deal momentum and defining the negotiating perimeter before full diligence is complete. A recurring theme is the trade-off between price and protection. Buyers seek safeguards against unknown liabilities, while sellers push for clean exits and reduced post-close exposure. The book also connects structure to financing realities, since lenders and equity sponsors may impose covenants, reporting expectations, and closing requirements that influence what terms are feasible. By focusing on how terms operate in practice, it helps readers evaluate proposals not only by their economic model, but also by execution risk, timing, and the likelihood that value will be preserved after inevitable diligence discoveries. This structural lens is especially relevant in the middle market, where smaller teams and less formal systems can increase perceived risk and drive more detailed term negotiation. Lastly, due diligence, integration, and transition planning for owners and operators. The book treats due diligence and integration as connected disciplines rather than separate phases, because findings in diligence often signal what must be managed immediately after closing. It highlights diligence as a multi-area review that typically spans financial, legal, commercial, operational, and human capital considerations, with the goal of validating the investment thesis and identifying risks that should be priced, structured, or remediated. For middle market companies, diligence often requires translating institutional buyer expectations into an environment where documentation may be less standardized, making preparation and clear communication essential. Integration and transition planning then turn the signed deal into realized outcomes, whether the goal is synergy capture, growth acceleration, or stabilizing the business during ownership change. The handbook also emphasizes planning from the owner perspective, including transition and value growth planning that can improve results for both sell side and buy side participants. Rather than treating integration as an afterthought, it frames post-close execution as a major determinant of whether the strategic rationale is achieved, and it encourages aligning operational leadership, incentives, and communication plans to reduce disruption during the change in control. In conclusion, middle market M&A is best suited for practitioners who need an end-to-end view of private company transactions without getting lost in overly theoretical models. M&A advisors, investment bankers, corporate development professionals, accountants, attorneys, lenders, private equity professionals, and serious business owners preparing for a sale, recapitalization, or acquisition will benefit most. The practical payoff is a clearer understanding of how deals progress in real life and where value is created or lost in readiness and positioning. In disciplined process management, in defensible valuation work, in term selection that allocates risk, and in diligence and integration planning that protects the business after closing. Compared with many general M&A texts that lean heavily toward large public company transactions, this book stands out by concentrating on the constraints and realities of the middle market, where information is imperfect, management bandwidth is limited, and deal terms can matter as much as price. Its positioning as a handbook, informed by widely used professional standards and best practices, makes it especially useful as a reference during active engagements, as well as a structured learning tool for those building competence in private capital market transactions. If you would like to support Kenneth H. Marks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.